From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is seeking two-way trade with Vietnam and that they will benefit both countries. After meeting in Hanoi Sunday with the Vietnamese president during a joint news conference, Mr. Trump said for trade to work, all countries must play by the rules. He's encouraged that Vietnam has recently become the fastest growing export market to the United States. Also, the president and Russian President Vladimir Putin approved a joint statement on Syria, agreeing there is no military solution to the conflict. At the same news conference, President Trump was asked if he believes President Putin is believable when he says Russia did not interfere in last year's presidential election in the United States.
What I said there, I'm surprised that there's any conflict on this. What I said there is that I believe he believes that, and that's very important for somebody to believe. I believe that he feels that he and Russia did not meddle in the election.
He talked more about the actions taken by the U.S. government in response to the hacking.
Russia's been very, very heavily sanctioned. They were sanctioned at a very high level, and that took place very recently. It's now time to get back to healing a world that is shattered and broken. Those are very important things. And I feel that having Russia in a friendly posture as opposed to always fighting with them is an asset to the world and an asset to our country, not a liability.
In his first visit since Madrid imposed a direct rule on Catalonia, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy arrived in Catalonia on Sunday. He visited to Barcelona, and it's after Catalonia's battered independence movement, which was staged by a massive protest in the city demanding the release of jailed leaders.